Sometimes, the same piece of advice takes on different guises. Like all the best advice, it works well in life, generally. That advice is, be yourself. When I first started writing, I didn't really consider the possibility of publication. I was just writing for my own satisfaction. At the time, I was teaching in a high school and reading a lot of ghost stories. My story, in part, took up the tale of Charles Morris, a protagonist in W.W. Jacobs' The Monkey's Paw, speculating on the adventures he might have had after taking the accursed artifact into the household of his best friend, Mr. White. The word count grew, and I invested more of my hopes in the book until the idea of getting it published became a certainty. In my mind, at least, I had a great book. As a teacher with a young family at the time, I had read many children's books. These inspired me, as the long and frankly depressing process of submission and inevitable rejection began, I started to look at the market, seeking out what was popular and changing my book accordingly. This was the worst possible thing to do. My setting moved underground. I tried to weave subplots and backstory into it. In short, by trying to ape what was selling well, in a hope to appeal to publishers, I wrecked my story. Only when I went back to the basics, back to the beginning, and looked at what had first inspired me did I write Mortlock, the first of a Victorian Gothic trilogy. Charles Morris did appear in one of the books, but the story took place before the events of The Monkey's Paw, and I only hinted at the possible existence of the cursed object. Of course, only when I'd done this did I become aware of the maxim, don't chase the market. It takes a long time to publish a book, and by the time you've written yours, you could be 3 years behind the current trend. Be yourself. Write the story that is growing in your head, not the one you think an editor might like to read. Be yourself. Of course, it always helps if these two things coincide and your story is just what the publisher is looking for, but you can't guarantee that. Some people are great at writing fast and writing to market, but I suspect that more often, writers have had a breakthrough debut and it is their name that carries them on. Or, as was the case with Philip Pullman or Anthony Horowitz, an author has been a jobbing writer for years before something breaks out into being a bestseller. Nobody can convince me that Pullman sat down to write his Dark Materials thinking it would be such a runaway success. The story was in there, part of him, before. I've tried my hand at writing all kinds of stories for children. Comedy, classic fantasy, magic realism, spy stories, crime, but with limited success. I keep coming back to that original trilogy. So I'll be myself and write dark, gothic, historical fiction.